Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm with Scott Rubin, who helped make the film Unbelievable. And a couple of things are happening tonight. First off, at where the 64-65 AFL champion Bills played, a special dedication is going to take place. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, we're having to coincide with the release on Amazon of Unbelievable. We're having a special event. Finally, after 60 years, we're putting a plaque on the walls, the pillars of the surviving gate of the rock pile, the original stadium Bills played in, which is now the Johnny B. Wiley Community Center. So it's a pretty exciting. The Bills, some of the old-timers, survivors are coming and that played on those teams. But what's interesting is that we're not just honoring the play on the field, which is just insane. They went 17 consecutive games without allowing a single rushing touchdown, you know, over a two-year period. And you got to really think that was the running period, the running era, you know. So this team was mythical. And they're finally going to get a giant bronze plaque. And it's interesting, in the movie, which is, a comedy about a film, a family that three generations of Bills fans that come together to watch the biggest game in the history of Buffalo sports and to root the Bills on. And everything that could go wrong, well, we all kind of know. But that's just watching the game, let alone the game itself. So in order, the main character, in order for the Bills to win, the main character has been making a documentary for like a decade on how to break the curse of the Buffalo sports curse, you know. And he determines that we have to remember the teams from the 60s and the plaque. So it's actually referenced in the movie. So here's like the reality, you know, happening, you know, where on the day that it releases on Amazon, we're actually going to place the plaque and have a major event. And then it turned out that the team was, we had 10 all-stars from the 1964 team that played in the 1965 All-Star Game in New Orleans, 10 Bills, and they were involved in one of the greatest stances against racial injustice. They boycotted the All-Star Game, these black and white players from those teams. And because the black players were having trouble getting cabs, they couldn't, they were kind of being thrown out of restaurants. And here we were, just a few months away from passing the Civil Rights Act, right? Just a few months. And they go down to the All-Star Game, and these guys are being treated like this. So the black players said, you know what? The white players joined them. This is like the era of Jack Kemp. right? And Cookie Gilchrist and some of these, you know, mythical football players from the Bills. These were the teams that started, you know, the entire Bills Mafia. You know, if you're kind of new to the Bills or you kind of came in during the K-Gun era, this is the genesis of Bills Mafia. You know, before the merch, before the only merch, you know, that existed was, you know, the football that you stole at the, they didn't have nets back then. So when you kicked, all the kids would run down, grab the football, fight, and then run down Jefferson Avenue with it. So it was wild. They worked in the neighborhood, the players, and some of this is captured in the movie and referenced in the movie. And that's why we're putting the plaque at Bocce, amazing, Bocce Club Pizza is paying for the plaque. And they've been a sponsor of the movie, and it's great. 60 years waiting to do this.
Scott, following today's ceremony and event, there's going to be a screening of the film Unbelievable and a roundtable discussion with the members of the 64-65 AFL champion Bills. How thrilling is it to have these members join you tonight?
Oh, my God. It's a thrill of a lifetime. You know, I mean, yeah, I've been a fan since I was a little tiny little boy, 1964. And it's just an incredible thing to get to know these guys. They're still amazing, you know. I mean, they're like in their 80s, and they're still out there doing things and doing work for charity. And after their playing days, I mean, like Ed Brokowski became our county executive. Jack Kemp became the vice presidential candidate, for God's sake. You know, the Secretary of Interior or Housing, as well as our congressman. Booker Edgerson's a community activist that does great work. And Paul McGuire became a NBC broadcaster for decades. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I mean, these were legends of the game, and mythical people. You know, they made football, these teams, let alone the Bills. And the Bills were it. You know, like, we were the great team, like, in the mid-60s. And, you know, like I said, I mean, we had a defense, an impenetrable defense that no one could score. And we had amazing offense. I mean, Albert DeBenyon, any of the old timers remember Albert Golden Wheels, they called him. And this is all in the movie, you know, because the young people want us to stop talking about them during the game. We're all watching the biggest game in the history of Buffalo. That's what the movie's about. Three generations of Bills fans coming together under one roof. And there's going to be a free screening at the Johnny B. Wiley Pavilion, which is the Rock Pile. And, you know, I realize, you know, we call it the Rock Pile, you know, but there's no rocks. You know, nobody ever sees rocks. They called it that because it was kind of falling apart and stuff. And I realized that the rocks were the players. I mean, they stood together, you know, as a team and became consecutive champions. But they also stood together against racism. They boycotted the All-Star game. And we're going to zoom in, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of them will be in person, roundtable. After the unveiling, we're going to go inside. And then after the roundtable discussion, which is going to be a real candid talk of how white players and black players got along in 1964-65, how they came together, that's what it's going to be. And they're going to really talk like they've never had this discussion publicly. But, you know, they had to figure it out, and they did. And it's pretty amazing. And then afterwards, there's going to be a free screening, you know, quite possibly one of the last screenings, because the movie is streaming now on Amazon, which, you know, we've been touring theaters. We're in the Regal Cinemas. This is a local made movie. We made for under $100,000. You know, Bocce Pizza put up, you know, like a third of the money. And we made the movie with local talent. I wrote the screenplay here. I moved back to Buffalo. I wrote it about, you know, families, watching the game. You know, I spent 35 years in L.A. I come back, and I never stopped rooting for the Bills. And I joined my brother and his family, and I realized we had all become insane over four decades. like, you know, the Almost, the Should Have, the Drought, you know, the Music City Miracle. It was already the four Super Bowl losses. How much can you take? You know, 13 seconds now. But it made us, it defined us, it made us creative as fans. I mean, we're the greatest fan base, maybe in the world, you know? I mean, it's like Mardi Gras every time you go to the game. But most of us experience the games watching it with family at home. And we have these rituals. We have these superstitions. We have to have certain foods. We don't talk about the AFL days. That's in the movie, you know, just kind of like how I'm going off now. But they deserve to be heard, and they deserve to be permanently remembered. And that's why we're putting that giant bronze plaque finally on there to honor on and off the field their achievements.
And Scott, you mentioned that this movie is now going to be streamed on Amazon. How special is that, and how hopeful are you that folks will download and stream this movie on Amazon?
Well, we're very hopeful because there's at least 3 million Bills fans around the country, and everywhere we toured, you know, we went to different cities and the theaters, and the Bills fans came out to the theater, and it was very, and they loved the movie, you know, and so did Sports Illustrated, and, you know, we've gotten really great reviews. So we're hoping that will translate, and quite honestly, the whole thing is a miracle. Like, to even make a movie under 100,000, it took the Bills Mafia, it took the local actors, it took the local crew, everybody helping out, and they did, and they still are. You know, there's volunteers putting this event together. This is an authentic movie about Buffalo, a very authentic movie. This isn't some sanitized, you know, people coming from Hollywood making a movie. This was a homegrown movie. This is a movie about us. This is like holding up a mirror to yourself and your family and going, oh, God, that's just like my grandfather. He would say that, you know, oh, that's what we eat, you know, that kind of thing. You know, that's what it is. But there's a story, and it plays out, and you don't know. You have to see the movie to figure out what happens at the end. And it's people really enjoy it. So we're pretty proud of it. You know, people are connected to this movie. It's not a sanitized like version of Buffalo, you know, like this other movie that's coming out in a couple of months, but this is the real thing. This is who we really are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.